Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is called Using Social Media to Advance Your Career. We are dealing with a new millennium. That is the technology, the internet. It is actually driving business today. And incorporating this into anything that you do is a very important aspect of how business is done today. Here's an example. The three top social media networks that everyone talks about is LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. And they all work very well in building connections. You want to build these connections simply because you are looking to be able to socialize and build relationships. When you build relationships, it helps you increase sales. It not only helps you increase sales, but it also can help you to find a job because I am on LinkedIn, and I have received a number of requests from people letting me know what the product is that they sell, but that they're also looking for a job. So think about how you can do that. In Facebook, you can go on the marketplace, and you can post information on jobs that are available. You can go there looking for a job. You can go there to buy products. It's become another medium. Just like eBay is the biggest flea market where you can go and buy things for a lot less, especially if, you know, what they're doing is they would sooner sell it on eBay because the opportunities to reach so many people. Just like Craigslist, and I've also heard about Angie's List. These are two places that you can go to promote a business, to promote your product, to promote whatever it is that you have to sell, but it's a great place to think about building and connecting with people. With unemployment still high and small business owners looking for opportunities to expand their business, or even buying a job, social media is not used to as effectively as it can be. On LinkedIn, there are several groups for people who are looking for a job and career. When I am on these sites, I don't see as many postings of job openings within companies as there should be. I also don't see as many articles posted or discussions posted about how to think outside the box when looking for gainful employment. Technology influences the job market, and unless you're in the millennial generation who grew up with access to computers and multimedia, there are classes that are available through technical schools and organizations that provide software and the internet to help an individual who is unfamiliar to even finds it difficult to incorporate using computers to build contacts with themselves. I am a member on a site called Rise, and that's Y-A-Z-E. It's a social media group on the internet. And I had joined a group that was titled Coaching. And while a member of this group, I was fortunate enough to find a company who was starting a business offering webinars on the internet to teach entrepreneurs to start a business plus build relationships. What they wanted to, when they were looking to hire speakers, was examples of audios that you had done. And because at the same time, of a few months before I had just started doing my radio show, I had audios that I could submit to them. And they were, in essence, going to be hiring me and paying me $300 an hour, that all I had to do was sit at my computer, just the same way I'm doing now, and do a webinar teaching participants about building relationships or building, becoming an entrepreneur. And when you think about it, those opportunities are there just by changing your mindset of what a job is today. The unfortunate thing was that this particular company came into existence just prior to the downturn in the economy, and this was at least a year before you had the mortgage crisis. People who, so that what you're finding is that all of these things are contributing to the fact that people are looking for jobs. Years ago, before the downturn of the economy, what was happening was that people stayed with their old jobs, working for the corporation, whether they liked the job or not. Now that we're in an economy where people are scrambling to find jobs and they are actually trying to look at opportunities, the thing is, they may very well be looking in the wrong places for those opportunities. So one of the things that I would like to maybe talk to you a little bit about is technology and how you can incorporate this into your business. You know, it's been commonplace for people to use email, and it's gotten to the point that people get email, even though they've opted into lists, that the email list, they're sending you sometimes two or three different emails a day instead of just one a day or twice a week. Or what's happening is that they have people as affiliates, and all of these affiliates are so desperate to make money that they got this, they all have the same, basically end up having the same mailing list, and they're sending, so you're getting bombarded by the same advertisement four, five, even six to ten times a day. So the idea is, what can you do that's something different that may not be out there? How are you going to research what's out there? And another avenue to think about is, and this has been written up in articles, that in the next 2 to 3 years, people are going to more and more start using video email to do business. And in doing video email, then why not look at some of the things that you can really utilize that can help you to expand a business and have a business in today's marketplace? Think about all of the things that are available to you. Right now, if you do a video, you put it on YouTube. But there's so many different ways to promote yourself today. And video email is video email is going to be coming the new norm, because it's unique. It's when you want to build a relationship with someone, you're usually with them face to face. And by being with them face to face, what that means is you are able to look them in the eye. And when you look them in the eye and you can give a handshake, then that has developed a good relationship with someone. The next thing to look at is, if you use video email and you have something to promote, what is that doing but giving you an opportunity to think and to incorporate new and different ideas that can really help you expand what it is that you're doing? So think about all of these things and incorporate them into where your business is today. And think about how, you know, it's like, When people have websites, what do? They put short videos on those websites. And why? Because it personalizes it. If you have your own business, you need to think about something like video email and how you can incorporate that into your business and expand it. Because let's look at some of the things and the benefits of actually being able to do a video and sending it to someone. Think about all of the things that you can incorporate into promoting where you are today. Especially when you're in business, think about it. What if you can, if you want to be able to influence someone, always have a smile on your face, always be able to tell a short joke, and also try to do things that you are bringing them something that is going to actually be able to incorporate some of the things that can help you. Real estate agents need to think about how they're going to get a leg up and how they're going to build their business. So, and think about it. If you got something to sell, aren't your homes going virtually today? Isn't that so that you can actually see it without actually being there to physically walk through it? So there's so many different things that you can use video for that really help you expand your business. And what if you run in your personal life, you have someone that you want to give a thank you to, why not do it in person with a video? And a lot of these things, this is why this is growing in the next few years and will be commonplace, because it's think about it. Hallmark is giving, is selling cards where they actually have something impressive where the person can speak to them. Well, what's the next step is to have a video where they can actually see you saying it to them without your actually being there with them. So also, when you look at when you are looking for a business opportunity, think about where you can be that can really expand your reach, because even today, if you're going to call someone, Skype is usually the way that people have gone when they have called, because it cuts their expenses. You use a cell phone, you use a landline, the company charge you either roaming or they charge you for international calling. So think about what you can do that can give the same message and help the person that you're trying to reach actually see you and physically see you, because what happens is you have communicated with someone, whether it be over the internet. This is also a great way for parents to control who their children are seeing, because it'll help cut down on all of the older people who are going on the internet and trying to reach young kids and putting themselves out there as being as young as they are. Well, if you're going to see them through a video, then you're going to know you're not talking to a young kid but an adult. So there's many uses that you can do and create for this that can really expand what it is that you want to do. Also, we are talking about new businesses and how to utilize them and encourage them into being available for you. So, you know, you want to apply to a company and that company is using a video and you don't have access to video to send them, and they're asking you to send them something so they can not only and tell them a little bit about them, about yourself, and not only a little bit about yourself, but tell them about what you did, where you worked, how you helped that company to solve a problem. What if you use that video to do that presentation if you can't physically be there? Because today, when you think about it, an individual can live in one place and they can work for a company in a totally different country or a totally different city. If you don't have the expense of travel time then why not incorporate video into what you're doing? A business, a corporation, many of them are adopting new ways of promoting themselves. Now, we've been talking about social media and how you use social media to advance your career. Well, I get daily, a lot of information that everyone considers themselves to be an expert on that topic, and they want to be able to tell you what to do and what works. Well, you know, take all of the information that they provide to you. Look at it. Try all of it. See what works for you. See what doesn't work. Because, you know, everyone has their own unique method that works for them. It doesn't mean that it's only going to work because this person says it's going to work or that person says it's going to work. But you also have to be up to recognize that software constantly is changing and being updated. And in the process of being updated, what is happening is that there are certain changes to it. So what worked previously may not work today. And that also applies to, say, if you have your own business and you have a website. Years ago, when I went to Stores Online Trading, they said what you needed was 400 links to increase your ranking on the Internet. Well, that has increased because as people get more savvy, then their knowledge and their of using these products can only help them advance what it is that they are looking for. So think of all these things. Think about how you can incorporate all of these different things and use them to build a strong presence on the Internet, because that is another avenue that you can utilize through social media. Because when you write articles and you publish and then you put something on YouTube, well, guess what? Being able to use YouTube is going to help you advance your career. Also, because you look at what happened to Justin Bieber. Here was someone who had a lot of talent. He happened to videotape himself. He put it on YouTube. Then what happened was an established entertainer saw it, he liked it, he contacted him, and look at where his career is today. Well, think about it. If you were using a software package that allows you to videotape yourself and send it to someone, or that you, if you have your own business and you want to do a broadcast, or you have a company and you want to be able to get a group of people together using software where you can be in different locations and use your webcam and so that everyone can see who the other people are in the group, then guess what? Then when one or the other has something to say, you actually see them saying it. So what has that done? But that's expanded who you are, that's expanded your presence. When you write articles, you know, Facebook has a news feed. So when I go and post something on the marketplace, it automatically goes out to all of my contacts in Facebook. So they all get to see what it is that I'm looking for. So expand your theory of what an idea of a business is today. You know, and I don't know how to say this in a nice way, but I find that it's very similar to when people talk about religion. They're very closed-minded in what they believe. They've never studied the differences in religion, but yet they want to come and tell me that I should accept Christianity because that's going to make me a more complete Jew. Or by accepting Jesus, that I'm going to go to heaven. Well, you know, what's to say there is a heaven and hell? That's something that your religion teaches you, because this is how they control your behavior. And, you know, there's just so many things that people do that before you start talking about religion, why not think about studying what someone else believes? Don't try and start talking to them about it and telling them what they believe based on what you learn within your religion, because you're not looking at it as an objective person. Well, the same thing goes in business, and it happens over social media more than anything. That I know someone that what she's doing is, her calling is domestic violence. So she's putting out their information on it, and she's connected with quite a few people that have gone through similar experiences that she has that she would never have met, and she's been able to educate people about domestic violence and give people an idea of how to use those things to get out of relationships, how to repair their own psychological health. So when you look at all of these things across the board, what you're seeing is that we have moved into an era where technology has increased your reach. You can do business internationally as well as locally. So when you look at all of the avenues that are available to you, when you see all of the things that you can do with a business and how far you can reach the people, and if you, you know, the biggest thing in business that people don't always talk about is multi-level marketing, and it's called relationship marketing or network marketing. And it's really, what it is, you're in business for yourself, but you're not by yourself because you have your sponsors working with you and teaching you how to build a successful business. And really and truly, you need to look at the product before you get into that company. Is it something that you're going to use? Is it something that you know other people can use? Will it sell itself? I have a lot of health issues when it comes to cholesterol. And I know people that will say, well, I'd rather take the statins. Well, if I can avoid taking the statins, then there's other products out there that can help lower my cholesterol and help me, then why shouldn't I want to incorporate that in, those supplements into my daily diet and improve my lifestyle? Now, if I want to be able to, you know, like years ago, in fact, 30, 40 years ago, they talked about how you could have your TV on your watch. Well, you're seeing that now with the Android phones. You're also seeing where people can download videos through apps and be able to read books because you have apps like Kindle on the Android, which allows you to go into Amazon and buy books or download them. So you have a lot of things that have advanced technology that are also influencing the business world. And, you know, if I want to build a relationship with someone, then my best way of doing that is to be able to see them face-to-face. But if I can't see them, if I have friends that I can't travel to see, then why not use a video where when they open the video, it's as though you're really there with them. You can use this in business. So all of these are playing into how you utilize social media to advance your career, whether it's you're promoting your own business, whether you're looking for a job, or even if you're just trying to keep in touch with friends. And also, what if you want to send someone a birthday greeting or a greeting for the holiday, and it's, you know, instead of doing the cards and getting those out, why not do a video individually, and you can set it up so that the video is done, that it's done once, and it's something that you can keep putting into the next card, and you're just using a template. And for the same amount of time that you're addressing envelopes and writing your name on a card, you can be putting the video together with the template and sending it out and telling them the same thing while you're actually physically there with them. So all what we want to do is get you to think about how you can put yourself in a location that can really help you expand your business, and think about all of the things that you can do that can really put your business exactly where you want it in the present. And think about all of the things that you can do to help you get your career exactly where you want it in the present. We need to think about all of the things that we can do that can really generate the friendships that we need. Think about all of the things that you can do with your business today and how you can expand it. And think about all of the things that you can do with just the technology that's there. And also, we are talking about some of the things that we want to advance in our career. Think about all of these things that have really helped you get your business where you really can grow and expand it into the new millennium and on down the road, because more and more we have gone into this idea of business and where we want business to be today. So, in the last few minutes, we've got 3 minutes left, and what I want to do is help you understand just how all of the things that we've been talking about can be incorporated into promoting your business. Think of all the things that you can do that can really expand your business and put you where you need to be in the next few years. Think about all of the things that you can do that can put your business at the next level and expand it, so that you can think about, you can incorporate all of these things into the business that you're in today. Think about all of the things that you can do that can increase your opportunities today in the workplace. Think about all of the things that you're going to do in the near future that could really expand it. So also, when you're looking at the incorporation of business, then I want to put you and help you think about where you want to be. And also, now, in next week's show, we are going to be actually talking about technology and how it's taken over the job market and how you can really incorporate it into what it is that you want to do with your business and how you can expand on the things that you want to do and how you can incorporate all of the things that can help you get your business up and running successfully. And remember, how are you going to utilize social media? Now, what I've talked about LinkedIn before, and I've also talked about Twitter, but when you combine all of these things and connect all the dots, then guess what? You are expanding your reach, because one of the things that brings business to you if you have your own business is that people can see from the things you're saying in your tweets, from the things that you're saying in your discussions, whether or not they want to do business with you. And when they want to do business with you, they are incorporating and thinking about all of these things. Now, what I want to do is remind you that my website is onepersonalcareercoach.com, and we offer business coaching, we offer career coaching, and we help you understand how your limiting beliefs can prevent you from reaching the goals you want to have and how you can overcome these goals.